because love has a thing we call a creative affinity. The things you love the most, you start to become like that. Isn't it true you see a couple that's been married like 50, 60, 70 years? I mean, after a while, they just look like each other. You become like that which you love. Some of you love dogs.
Aloha and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Imagine if you play piano, taking a master's class from Vladimir Ashkenazi. Well, every day we have the opportunity to be mentored by the greatest teacher of all, the Holy Spirit, as we spend time in the Word in our daily devotions. Today, Pastor Wayne is going to help us understand the importance of spending daily time with the Lord. Here he is with a message entitled, In the Quiet Times.
When I first got a Bible as a brand new Christian, I thought, where do you start? How do you read this thing? I mean, do you just start at Generations and move all the way through Revolutions? That's a tough one. And then I looked and I found out something strange. No pictures in this thing. You ever notice that? There's no pictures. I can't read books without pictures. That's why I never read any of my college textbooks. And so I flipped through and I came to a book called Palms. I said, Palms, I don't want to read that. And I kept turning. The next one was worse. It was Job. I said, I don't want to read Job. But one of the things we have to realize is if we're going to be effective in hearing God and successful in walking with God, we've got to develop certain habits. Every successful person, you will find that they do certain things over and over and over again. They call it a habit. It's a habit or a regimen. In fact, people are characterized by habits, aren't they? You travel overseas and you'll see someone that's a European, they'll eat with certain style. It's a habit. And they will say Americans have certain habits. The way they talk, the way they eat, the way they act. They say, that's an American. Because we're characterized by habits. I want to read some to you out of the book that's called The Really Important Survey of American Habits. Now, I'm going to give you four or five of these and see how you fare in these classic American habits. So I'll give you one and just see how you rate an average America. Here it is. Here's the first one. How do you store your socks in a drawer, rolled up or flat? All right. How many of you store them rolled up? Raise your hand. Okay. How many of you flat? Okay. Yeah. You know, 51% of store them rolled, 49 flat. Interesting. About half. How many of you don't even wear socks? Okay. How many of you wear them four or five times and then roll them up and put them in your drawer? You don't have to tell us. We can tell. We can tell. Here's the next one. When you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, do you use one slice and then put peanut butter, jelly, and then a piece of bread? Or do you take two slices, peanut butter, jelly on the next, and then put them together? All right? How many of you, one slice, peanut butter, jelly, and then slap a piece of bread on top of it? Raise your hand, okay? How many of you, two slices, peanut butter, jelly, and put them together? Yes, 70% of America uses two slices, peanut butter, jelly on one, and then they put them together. Yeah, I do it the other way. It's faster because they're going to come together anyway. You'll learn, you'll learn. How many of you have ever bitten your fingernails, right? Sometime in your life, raise your hand. Yeah, 96% of America has sometime in their life had a season where they bit their fingernails. Isn't that interesting? How many of you have ever bitten your toenails? Raise your hand. Come on. God bless you. God bless you. It's okay. Just, you know, take a mint when you're done. But that's all fine. Okay? About filling up your gas tank. When it gets to the three quarters, half tank, quarter tank, when do you fill it back up? All right? When it gets to three quarters tank, you put gas in. How many of you do that? Three quarters of a tank. Okay, yeah. You know, 5% of America, when it gets to three quarters, they fill it back up. All right, half tank, and then you fill it back up. Raise your hand. Half tank. 25% of America at half a tank. How many of you, when it gets down to quarter of a tank, you fill it up. Yeah, 50% of America at quarter. How many of you wait till it's empty? You're the ones that are stopping the H1 freeway traffic. How many of you do you replace the empty roll of toilet paper, or do you leave it for the next person? How many of you leave it for the next person? Sinners, sinners. That happened to me last week. There was a core sitting there. That's hard. All right. Your minds are terrible, you know. How many of you prefer the roll of toilet paper to go over the top or under the bottom? How many of you are over the top people? Yeah. How many of you under? Yeah, okay, yeah. How many of you overs are married to undies? You know, the fact is, habits really do shape our lives. And if we're going to be effective people, successful in hearing God, we must develop a certain habit. Because every successful person has certain things they do over and over and over and over again. If you find a concert pianist, you will find that they will do scales over and over and over again, every day. If a person's an NBA basketball player, he will do free throws over and over and over again. If this person is a figure skater, this person will have a certain training regimen that they do certain things again and again and again. And if we're going to be effective in hearing God, we've got to do a certain thing over and over again, and that is something called our daily devotions. It's incredibly important. Out of that, God will speak to you. Out of that, God shows up. It was here at New Hope Christian Fellowship when I knew that we needed to have a definite habit of doing our devotions, because out of that, God would begin to speak. And I knew that we needed to come out of the blocks correctly. I needed to hear God every day for every step of the way when we began New Hope. So it was 5 months before we began, and I called Dan Shima, who is now our administrator, and said, "Dan, we've got to be hearing God for every step. So would you meet with me each morning at 6 o'clock and we'll do devotions together? We'll read through the Bible systematically. And then when we come to something that God is really talking to us or speaking to us about, we'll write it in a journal. And then we'll share it with each other. And then we'll define how we will be different today because of what God just said to us." So he said, "Okay." We met together for a year and a half every morning. And out of that, New Hope was born, because we wanted to make sure that we were catching every step of the way what God was saying. You see, one of the most important things is we need to take our times of hearing God, and would you write it in your notes, number one, and make it a habit. Make it a habit. You see, successful people develop habits that unsuccessful people are unwilling to commit to. Let's read Luke 22:39 and let's see what Jesus did about this matter. Ready? Go. "And he came out and proceeded, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples also followed him." Would you circle the words, "as was his custom"? You see, the Lord made it a habit to spend time with the Father. You can celebrate God in a crowd. You can only know God one-on-one. You can't know God in a noisy crowd. You know Him one-on-one. You can celebrate Him in a crowd, but you need to develop a habit of coming to Him one-on-one. You need to make it a habit. Now, some people say, "Well, Wayne, when do you develop this habit? Is it like in the morning or the evening? You know, when is the best time to cut out a half hour, an hour, and just spend with God and reading the Bible and journaling what He's saying to you through the Bible?" Because you see, interesting, God sounds just like the Bible. You ever think of that? Yeah, it's called the Word of what? Of God. God is speaking to you through the Bible. You write down what he's saying to you. And what he'll do is he'll highlight different things, different passages, and you'll say, oh, I need a correction there, don't I, Lord? I need to obey here, don't I, Lord? And you write it down. So some say, well, when's the best time? How many of you are morning people? Raise your hand. Morning people. Okay? How many of you are evening people? Raise your hand. Yeah, my wife is an evening person. So she'll do her devotions in the evening. I'm a morning person, so I cut out time in the morning. Well, when is the best time? Here is the best time to meet with God. The best time to meet with God is when you're at your best. Would you write that in there? When you're at your best. If your best is in the evening, then meet with him in the evening. If your best time is in the morning, meet with him in the morning. Because God deserves the best part of our day. Would you agree? He deserves the best part of our day, not the leftovers. When I'm tired, oh, I gotta read a chapter. It's so boring. Well, the reason is, it's not the Bible, it's because I'm so tired. God deserves the best of our day. And not only the best of our day, he deserves our best every day. Would you write it down? Do it daily. Do it daily. The reason is this. Let's read that scripture. Ready? Go. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. Would you circle the words watching daily? You see, God expects us to come to him daily. How many of you would agree that you need to hear God just about every day? Would you raise your hand? Yep. Well, if we need to hear God just about every day, and we need to hear God daily for the things we are doing, then we need to come to him daily. Daily. Let me tell you why it's so important. We all have a tendency to drift. Things don't fall apart overnight. They drift. And they started long ago. Now watch, if this is the line, a vertical line here that God wants us to stay near to in his presence. But if the only time we really read the Bible or really pray or do some devotions and write down and journal what God's saying to us, if it's just sort of when we need to, then here's what happens. Here's the line in the middle, and we start to drift, see? And we drift and drift and drift and drift because we're not doing our devotions. We're not hearing God. And then we start hitting pain and things start falling apart. And then the pain gets so great. And then we say, oh, God, we need you. And we read the Bible and God starts giving us his counsel. And now we make a correction, but it's a radical correction. And before the correction is made, you got to go through this valley of pain. And then it settles down. And then, oh, I'm close to God again. Whew. And then we start to what? Drift, yeah. And then it starts to get painful. And then we say, oh God, help me. And we read and read and we write and journal and we start getting back to God. Ooh-hoo. And then we start to drift. And then it gets painful. And so after a while, we say to people, oh, this Christian life is so hard. Changing is so difficult. When they tell me that, I know they have not been having significant quiet times with God on a daily basis. Because now watch, here's the contrast. Here's where God wants us to walk. And we start to drift, but we meet with him daily and the correction is made. And we drift a little bit and he talks to us about our attitude and our perspective the next morning. And we're corrected. And we start to drift a little and he talks to us about some words that we said and we ask for forgiveness. And you see what happens is the corrections are made in smaller increments. And pretty soon, basically, we just stay right here. We don't have to go through all that pain. That's why God says, if you need correction daily, then come to me daily. You say, oh, Wayne, it's so hard, though. I don't have the time it takes discipline. And I don't have the discipline to do my devotions. Well, yes, it takes a little bit of discipline, but let me say this to you. You will have two pains in life. The pain of discipline or the pain of regret. The pain of discipline weighs ounces. The pain of regret weighs tons. The pain of discipline weighs ounces. Pain of regret, tons. The pain of discipline costs pennies. The pain of regret will cost you millions. Might cost you your family, your joy, and maybe even your destiny. I want you to hear from a man who is going to speak to you out of the pain of regret. He was a very well-known minister, but stopped doing his daily devotions. Isn't that funny? Minister. He stopped doing his daily devotions and began to drift until the pain got so great. But by the time he heard God, there was some irreparable damage done. Over $150 million a year ministry crashed overnight. He went to jail for 5 years for fraud, and in the meantime, lost his marriage and his family. And now he speaks out of regret. His name, Jim Baker. Listen to what he has to say. I think you'll agree with what he's about to tell you. Let's take a look.
Jim Baker, in this recent issue of Charisma Magazine where we interviewed you, you talked about some ministries that were like a jet airplane flying full speed toward a mountain. And you said eventually they will crash. And yes. You were pleading to them to do a course correction while there was still time.
Yes.
With you and PTL, was there ever a time where you could have had a course correction and avoided that crash?
Oh, absolutely. A person doesn't have to go to prison to learn what I learned. I was working 24 hours a day. I didn't take a Sabbath. I didn't take the rest. And so what happened to me, I think God said, you're going to have Sabbath, Jim. And I had 5 years of Sabbath in prison because we need it not just to study, but we need to unwind. The reason we have so much nervous breakdown and heart conditions and all is because men, just like a spring, they just get wound tighter and tighter and tighter. And recreation is as recreation. And God had to rest for some reason. He gave us the pattern. And one of the big mistakes I made was I wasn't resting. I wasn't hearing from God like I should. Years ago, when I was at CBN, I went to see my brother who was dying out in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And my brother had been away from God and all, and I won't go into that, but I went there and my brother found Christ in his last days. But while I was there, I took the time to go out in the desert by myself and talk to God. One of the very first things that God spoke to me out there in the desert was, Jim, I want you to come apart and be with me more often. During that time of prayer, God answered every question I had in life. I mean, it was a marvelous experience to be there in the desert alone with God. Well, I'm really embarrassed to say this, but until I went to prison, I never really again took a time to go and study the Word and be away with God. I was going 100 miles an hour. When I started PTL, it was like stepping on a roller coaster. And I began a mode of reaction. Soon I had a tiger by the tail. I had to raise $1 million every 2 days. So it was, how am I going to build the buildings? How am I going to raise the money to keep paying these horrendous budgets? And little by little, we get off course. It doesn't happen in one day. There isn't one event you can say, this event triggered my downfall. And that's the deceitfulness of this whole thing. Because everybody wants me to give them a formula. Well, how am I going to do it? All I can say is you need a daily walk with God. You need to be in touch with God daily and in the Word. The Word is what's going to keep you pure. And you need to do it on a daily basis. Just as the kings were instructed in the Old Testament, they were to write and read the law every single day. And this was the kings, that their hearts might not, you know, stray away from God.
Because our hearts do stray. And it happens imperceptibly at first. But if we'll be willing to correct ourselves to His voice and His Word every day, then you'll stay closer to the presence of the Lord. You can be a leader and still stray. You can be a Christian, have been one for 15 years, but I can tell when people aren't hearing God daily because their decisions are funny. I can tell when I have not been close to the Lord because I start drifting back to things that I know are not godly, but I can't help myself. So God calls us to come near to Him. Why? Let me give you some benefits of daily devotions. Turn your paper over, and here it is. Why do we want to get close to the Lord? Why is it so important to have our devotions? Why? Because the Lord says, by doing it, we get to know Him. You get to know God one-on-one. Isn't that right? You can celebrate God in a crowd, but you know Him. You get to know Him one-on-one. That's why the Scripture says, be still and know that I am God. You'll know Him in the stillness. But what is He saying then? Why does He want us to get to know Him more? Number one, the more you know Him, the more you love Him. Would you write that in there? The more you know Him, the more you love Him. Oh, the more you know His grace and His mercy and His patience, the more you see what He's done on the cross and how He's extended His hands to embrace you, extended an invitation. When we yet were cursing Him and hurling abuse, yet He said, I love you still. And when we begin to see Him as He is and get to know Him, oh, we love Him so much more. But your love will not increase if your knowing Him or knowledge of Him doesn't increase. So He says, would you just keep coming to Me on a consistent level because your love needs to grow? How many of you would say, I need to learn how to love God yet more? Would you raise your hand? Yeah. So that's why God says, come. Why is it so important to love God as He wants us to? Here it is. Listen carefully. Because love has a thing we call a creative affinity to it. A creative affinity, which means you become more like that which you love the most. The things you love the most, you start to become like that. Isn't it true you see a couple that's been married like 50, 60, 70 years? I mean, after a while, they just look like each other. Isn't that right? You become like that which you love. Some of you love dogs. We won't go any further in that one. But I know the ones of you that love dogs. But it is true. You know, we become more like that which we love. And that's why the Lord says in Deuteronomy 6, He says this. That's why the greatest commandment of all is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might.
I believe, I'll obey. Receive all of the joy You have for me. Where You lead me, I will go. I entrust my life to You. I entrust my life to You. I believe, I'll obey. Receive all of the joy You have for me. Where You lead me, I will go. I entrust my life to You. I entrust my life to You. I entrust my life.
Message entitled In the Quiet Times by Pastor Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship. We'll pick it up right there on tomorrow's broadcast. As we continue with this message, it is our prayer that you will begin to see the importance of spending quiet time with the Lord each and every day. Don't ever neglect your time of devotions. don't allow the busyness of your day to crowd out your time with Him. If you'll take time to meet with the Lord, He'll take time to meet with you. Words of New Hope is sponsored by New Hope Christian Fellowship. Thank you for listening. Until next time, God bless you and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? A place where passion and creativity thrive in a community pursuing something greater than themselves. That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where everyone knows everyone. Your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
No matter where you come from, New Hope Christian College is a place where you can come to find community.
There's a place for you at New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.